the benefit of, you know, a franchisor in general, but Express specifically, is we've been doing this for 40 years. So we know how to do staffing. We know how to do recruiting. And that's part of the systems and the support that we give to you, the franchise owner.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we are going to welcome in one of our franchise partners, and they're going to talk all about their brand. And today's franchise is really the leader in an industry that can kind of ride any wave an economy might be going through, as their services will always be in need. It also allows owners to grow huge businesses with a really small team and relatively low investment and overhead. Sounds good, right? Quick reminder before we get to these awesome people, who we are, and Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 70 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. All right, so that is a bit about us. Now let's get to the good stuff and our amazing guest today. With us today is Melissa Davis, and Melissa is the Managing Director of Franchising for our featured franchise, which is Express Employment Professionals. Melissa, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tim. Happy to be here.
We're excited to chat with you and looking forward. Hopefully, you mentioned before we hit the record button, we got a little tornado warnings going on in Oklahoma. So yeah. If all of a sudden you need to duck and cover, just take off and go. I mean, podcast is really, really important, but health and safety probably slightly above that. So
yeah.
So definitely we got a whole bunch of questions. Hope you're buckled up and ready today about Express, but franchising is a people business more than anything else. So talk to us a little bit about Melissa and how did you get yourself into this crazy world of franchising?
Yes. So my career in franchising started about 10 years ago. And like a lot of people, I say it kind of happened by accident. I didn't knowingly enter into franchising, but had a career in event and catering sales and wanted to just transition out of that into something with a little more work-life balance. And a friend of a friend worked for a local company in Oklahoma, and they had a job opening. So researched the company a little bit and found out that it happened to be a franchise. And at that point, you know, I was vaguely familiar with franchising. Of course, you see McDonald's and 7-Elevens and Subways everywhere. But I really didn't know much more than that from the consumer side. But ended up meeting with a company, applying for a job. They ended up kind of creating a new position for me within that company that they thought kind of aligned with my background, my skill set. And so I got into franchising first with a quick service restaurant group. It was in the frozen dessert sector. Kind of dove feet first into franchising 10 years ago now.
It's crazy how many times I ask that question to people, and it is some random, convoluted, dumb luck. And then years later, decades later, like we don't get out. We may move around a little bit, but you just get into this and it's such an amazing opportunity. So
when I met with the company, you know, I was telling them about my background and event and catering and told them I don't know anything about franchise sales, franchise development. And right. All I do now is kind of meet with clients and tell about our event company and the services that we have to offer and understand their goals and can we accomplish those goals together. And they were kind of like, well, that is franchise development. That's franchise sales. Oh yeah. It worked out for the better. Yes.
And come to find out, you were smart enough to learn the intricacies of yogurt. So it really wasn't wasn't all that big of a thing. Yeah, I think it's the, and I appreciate you sharing that because it's so consistent with whether it's you do what we do, you do on your end, it's the franchise owners. There's very little intent, there's very little understanding of what franchising is. And we feel like it matters because when we have jobs in the corporate world, the it matters. It doesn't like is it yogurt? Is it staffing? Is it cleaning? Is it whatever? What are you actually doing all day long? So, well, cool. So again, thanks for sharing that. Let's talk a little bit about Express Employment Professionals, which is just a massive franchise brand, pushing close to 1,000 units, I think, around the country now. And so obviously want to learn all about the business model and what we look for in an owner and how you help them succeed. But what are these services Express is providing? I'm guessing employment related, some way, shape, or form. But talk a little bit about kind of that, like who are those customers? What are those services that Express is providing?
Yeah, so Express Employment, we're a full service staffing and recruiting company. So each of our individual franchise locations, they're essentially the middleman, middlewoman between local companies that are looking to hire and people in the local community who are looking for work. They bring those two groups of people together. So not only do we do staffing, but we also handle the full recruitment for those positions as well with client companies. So
Awesome.
there's really three different types of services that we offer: temporary placement, which is exactly what it sounds like. There's a start date and an end date to that job assignment. Direct hire, which is permanent placement. A local company wants a full-time person to join their team. And then the third service that we offer is what we call evaluation hire. And that's where, a company wants to hire someone on full-time to their team, but they'd like there to be some sort of temporary evaluation or trial period before they do that.
Very cool. So, and one of the things I think that's cool about this model, and talk to this a little bit before we get into the owner role, is whatever's going on with the economy, is it a labor market? Is it an employee markets? Talk about how Express just kind of continues to kind of ride whatever is going on, in the employment world.
Yeah, well, similar to what you just said, whether it's an employee market or a labor market, Express does both of those things, staffing and recruiting. Companies are always going to need employees and people are always going to need employment. So staffing and recruiting and franchising within this sector typically is often referred to as recession resilient. Nothing is recession proof.
Right.
But, a lot of times, no matter what's happening in the economy or if it's an election year, there's just uncertainty out there or a knock on wood global pandemic. Staffing firms oftentimes can kind of step into the communities, help those local companies kind of figure out how to sustain themselves in those uncertain times and help people find work. Because again, people always need work.
Right. What's from an owner standpoint, a kind of business model? So talk about what we're looking at. Really, like, do we need a physical location? Do we need tons of people on the payroll right off the bat for an owner to get started? What does that look like for Express owners?
Yeah, so we are a brick and mortar concept. So each of our franchise locations do have a physical office space. It's really important to our company culture that, we kind of jokingly say we're still in the handshake business, even in this digital and virtual world. We want our owners and their teams to have that physical presence in the community. And we want there to be kind of a central hub, call it a safe space for local companies and employees to come. So we do require a brick and mortar location, but it's really pretty modest. You're typically talking 800 to 1,000 square feet of office space. And the overhead, in most B2B service franchises, Express included, is really quite low. Brand new Express offices, you're opening with two full-time employees. And as far as the assets in the business, I mean, you're talking about furniture, desk chairs, computers, signage, pencils, and that's it. Yeah.
Couple fake plants, right?
Yeah, some art on the wall. I mean, and call it a day. Yeah.
right? Picture the world. We got it. So, awesome. And then, so you talk about two full-time employees. Is that typically in addition to the owner, or is that owner plus one?
In addition to the owner. Yeah. So we do look at Express. We do look for full-time active owner operators. Again, we're hyper-localized, hyper-community-driven concept. So we really want the owner to be the face and voice of the business within that community. You know, I kind of describe it as, you know, Tim, if you're the franchise owner, I want those people in the community saying, oh, are you looking for a job? Call Tim. You know, right. Are you looking to hire? Call Tim. And those people know that Tim is backed by this behemoth Express Employment Professionals. But it's the owner plus two. The first of the full-time employees is the recruiter. Right. So they're going to be really working on the job seeker side, recruiting, interviewing, job skilling. And then the third role is the support role. They're supporting the sales side of the business, supporting the recruiting side as well.
Gotcha. Okay. So your owners are typically talking about being the face of the business. They're out connecting in the community, connecting with those kind of small to mid-sized businesses that are going to be the clients. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah. Yeah. Our focus is on servicing the small, medium, and large local companies. You know, those typically with between 10 and 500 employees are kind of our target clientele. We don't have any industry specific focus. So we're not just focused on companies that are, you know, in this industry or that industry. We really want to be the full service provider for a single company, top to bottom in the business. But we do want the owner to be the one who's, making the sales calls, making those connections, building those relationships with the employers and the local business owners.
Okay, awesome. So, and that just prompted two questions. I was writing them down because I knew I'd forget. What level, if any, of experience do you need your owners to have in anything from a staffing perspective?
No experience in staffing.
Okay.
We've got, you know, close to 800 franchise owners, and less than 3% of our franchise system had any kind of background in staffing, recruiting, HR.
With people why that's possible, right? Because it happens in every single, like just when we talked about your journey and you're starting with, you know, I don't know anything about franchising. And they're like, we're not asking you to create the recipe for the yogurt, right? Right. So how is that possible for Express and just franchising in general? What do you mean I don't need any experience in staffing or recruiting to own an Express Employment Professionals?
Yeah, I mean, the benefit of, you know, a franchisor in general, but Express specifically, is we've been doing this for 40 years. So we know how to do staffing. We know how to do recruiting. And that's part of the systems and the support that we give to you, the franchise owner. I kind of lovingly say that, you know, we'll teach you and train you what to say on the phone or in the client face-to-face meeting. But I need someone to have the DNA to pick up the phone in the first place.
Right.
So ideal owners for us are those that don't have a background in staffing or recruiting necessarily, but are sales minded, you know, type A driven. They love talking to people. They love helping people. Those are the qualities that we look for in an owner to then meld into the staffing expert.
Love it. And when you talked about staff, the first thing you said was you're going to hire the recruiter, right? That's somebody that has that experience. And obviously with the training that the franchise is going to give. But and then when you think of a potential client that is out there, why would, like, kind of what's the value prop, I guess, or just for people that aren't super familiar with this industry, why would a business use Express to find their staff? Couldn't they just do that themselves?
Yeah, absolutely can. Yeah. But, you know, typically, and everyone can kind of put themselves in this position where you imagine, you know, posting a job description on a site, and you kind of wait for the inquiries to start rolling in, the applications, the resumes, and then the burden is on that person to go through them. And they're trying to schedule a first interview, second interview, sometimes a third interview. And that just process in general takes a lot of time, a lot of attention away from generally this person's full-time job, what should be their primary focus. And so typically the value proposition with a staffing recruiting company like Express is that we accomplish that in typically a matter of days. You know, with temporary placement, we're typically filling a position in 48, you know, 72 hours, and what might take a company months to fill.
Hey everyone, I wanted to take a moment to spotlight one of our premier franchise partners, Conserva Irrigation. Conserva Irrigation is a rare home service brand in that it hits on all three home service niches, which are enhance, maintain, and repair. Conserva does this because it can install a brand new irrigation system, it can repair an existing one, and it can maintain the system you already have to ensure it constantly works properly. Conserva Irrigation was founded on the key principles of water conservation. The company's innovative technology is designed to help clients reduce water use from irrigation by up to 60%. This is going to save clients tons of money while conserving the planet's water. And as someone who lives in the desert, folks, it's easy to see the importance of being smart with our water supply. Conserva looks for owners, not the people out doing the work. And as part of Empower Brands, the support a franchise owner will receive is truly second to none. Here at FranCoach, we love helping people find the perfect franchise for them to own. And maybe, just maybe, it is Conserva Irrigation. Get in touch with us today to learn more about becoming a Conserva franchise owner. And let us help you create your better tomorrow. Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. When you talked about the thing, I've shared this with people looking at this industry before, way back when I had crappy corporate jobs, and there was a time where there was an HR department. It was a big organization. There was an HR department, but when it came to actually interviewing candidates, it was those of us on like the kind of the management team, we would be the ones like randomly interviewing people based on availability. And yes, there were some guidelines. Oh my gosh, ask, you know, all the dumb interview questions. So Melissa, tell me about a time when, right? But we may do it, we may not do it. We may have different opinions of what, there was no consistency across the board, and which then created, I'm quite sure, like I know for a fact, some bad hires, depending on who was doing that and then taking their time away from everything else. Whereas with Express and the process and plan in place, you're going to have a very systemized process. So to make sure it's the same person doing all of these, they're going to understand what those roles are. So that quality component is going to be so much higher for your clients. And I'm guessing that is going to create long-term relationships where every time they need to hire somebody, they're picking up the phone and calling you guys, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's about, you know, the owner and their team sitting down with their client, truly understanding not just the position that they're looking to fill, but the organization as a whole. What's the company culture there? What's the vibe? You know, what's the environment? How are people dressed? How are they carrying themselves? And then really listening and taking that, you know, what that client's looking for, relaying all of that information to the recruiter so that when the recruiter is sitting across from someone, they're really trying to understand the job seeker's background, their skill set, the environment that they're looking to work in. And is that the right match for the client?
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of similarities with what an Express office and owner is going to do with their clients as the future Express Employment professional owner goes through vetting franchises, right? Of like understanding and people don't realize it at the beginning, but how you connect with that brand, their people, their owners, their culture. Culture is like a cheesy, overused buzzword, but there is a difference in each franchise. And really understanding that and being able to align with that is hugely important. And that's essentially what you're talking about. Your owners are doing with their clients to make sure that they're finding the best people for them.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yep.
Talk a little bit about the support. And I know we could probably go on for 2 or 3 days on the amount of support that Express is providing. I mean, you've only been around for 40 years. So, we're pushing a number that has a comma in it for owners, which is incredible. If you think of maybe some of the top areas where you're like, man, we kill it with support for our owners with, this, what's that look like for Express?
It starts from initial training. So our initial training is, a series of 4 weeks. The first 3 weeks are a mixture of virtual and in-person training with the corporate training team. And then that fourth week is we're actually sending people to the local franchise for on-the-job support and training. But that first 4 weeks is really just the initial training that is a part of a 2-year program that we all have for all new owners, where we really are hand-holding them throughout their first 2 years, making sure that they are following the process, putting in the time in activities and best practice behaviors to set themselves up for success in those future years. 4 weeks of training when no one has really any kind of background or understanding of staffing, recruiting, that's just not enough. And so we have this program, we call it Success Track, where we're really guiding someone through their first 2 years. And then, of course, we have the field support, regionally based personnel who are that daily point person for all our franchise owners, entire marketing team who's here to support the owners so that they don't have to worry about SEO and email marketing and all the things that they're not meant to be experts at. We have experts here to help them with all of that.
Right.
But our support, yeah, it's nuanced. It is extensive. We're very proud. We have a 99% satisfaction rating with our training and support from our owners. So it's something that we take very, very important to us. Yeah.
Did you find the 1% that said it wasn't good and yeah, pick them yeah. out, take them out back and whoop them?
They're no longer part of the sit down. Connect, 100% just doesn't sound real. So we always float at 99. Yeah.
It's because there's always, it's even like you look at reviews online or whatever, like somebody give 5-star and then they'll complain about like something ridiculously random. Right. So the other piece of this is, I think that's huge in this industry is the payroll and all of these things that go on with this. So talk about kind of what the owners are doing, how you're helping the clients, and then it also where does that fall on the franchisor to support as well?
Yeah. So one of the biggest support systems that we offer to our franchise owners is we Express headquarters actually handle a great deal of the back office function of the business model itself. The best example of that is Express, the franchisor. We are the actual W-2 holder for every single temporary associate that works in our system. So annually, Express headquarters employs close to 500,000 people. Every single Friday, we're cutting the paychecks. We're 100% funding the payroll for our franchise owners. As the employer of record, we also manage the workers' comp, the unemployment, all that fun stuff that comes with employing someone. It's all ran through Express headquarters. We try to alleviate that cash flow burden off the shoulders of our owners to free them up to focus on what is most important, which is that relationship building, the sales, the getting out there and turning those local companies into the clientele that you're providing these staffing solutions to.
Right. Which when you think of differentiators from, Bob's employment agency, right? Versus that, like, I can't even imagine the headache that would be on an individual owner to take all of that on. So you're allowing your owners to really focus on the people, right? Whether it's internal staff, the candidates that you're placing and those clients, right? This is, when you think of that industry, back to that question, why industry doesn't matter with this is, you don't need the recruiting expert. You need the people person to be able to build those relationships, right?
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Okay, cool. This is awesome. So I'm going to throw one more question at you, but I love this from a standpoint of, again, and thank you for not saying recession proof, because every time somebody says that, I want to like reach through the the thing. Oh my gosh, it's so hard to find people. Great. Express can find the people, right? If there's all the candidates, how do I weed through them? Great. Express can weed through them, right? So you're always that. Then you're handling the franchisor for the owners is taking on all of the payroll and workers' comp and all of that stuff off your plate. So the owners can really work on the people. We need a physical location, but it's really pretty like, it's not like we're doing McDonald's here with this, right? For this. And then again, all of the support that you're providing, and decades of experience of providing it, which is also super cool. So we can easily see all of the amazing things that come with Express. What are we missing? If it was like, hey, what would be that one other thing that you really wanted to share with people about Express Employment Professionals that we didn't talk about today so far, what would that be?
I think if someone is out there considering franchise options, you know, as I'm sure you do, Tim, we always just encourage, look at your background, look at your skill set, and look at your passions, and try to find a brand that aligns all of those things together. Because there is that right fit for you. There's 4,000 some franchise brands out there.
Right.
Very few people, when they start out, I think on their franchise journey, think about staffing. It's not necessarily on paper the most exciting of industries out there. But yeah, it's really resilient, low initial investment compared to a lot of other franchise brands out there. You know, with Express, you're talking 140,000 in offices open 2+ years or doing 5.9 million in AUV, averaging of all for those not in the industry. But again, it's an industry that if you are sales-minded, if you're driven, if you're people-focused, you really can do a lot of great things for people and do a lot of great things for yourself as well in that.
Yeah, it's. I think the other piece of this is the community-minded focus person too, right? Because you are, yes, you're helping your clients, right, from that are the businesses, but you're making a difference in the community. You're helping people find jobs, right? So they can support their lifestyle, their families, all of those things, right? So, I oftentimes always say the money follows the fit, right? If people are trying to hunt the money, it's going to backfire on you. But the potential for things that aren't super sexy, is usually incredible, because again, this is never going out of style. Right. From this standpoint, it's always going to be there. So this is cool. Melissa, I greatly appreciate you coming on today to talk to us about Express Employment Professionals.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. We made it through without a tornado. So success all around.
I was going to watch it in the back. I'm like, oh, we're going to end up like going viral or something with this. But glad everything is safe there. So again, thank you so much for your time, and we'll figure out how we get you back on again some other time to talk something else about franchising. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to all of our loyal podcast listeners for tuning in. We hope this episode helps enlighten you on the amazing possibilities that can be achieved as a franchise owner. When you are ready to chat, please reach out to us. There is never any fee for our service. You can find us at francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Everything with us is on that .net side. Schedule a call. Our team is here to be able to help you and help you hopefully create your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week.